It was my wedding anniversary this weekend, and my husband and I were going out for a show and dinner. I was looking forward to it, but on Friday night, my husband came home and told me his boss was sending him out of state for the weekend, so no show or a dinner. I was pissed and said, "Why didn't you tell him no to send somebody else?" My husband's boss is a very large man, tall and very domineering. Most of his employees are frightened of him. I realized that my wimpy husband wouldn't be game to say boo. So I was alone at home Saturday night when I should have been out having fun, when there was a knock on my door. I opened the door, and it was Barry, my husband's boss. Angrily, I asked, "What the fuck do you want?" He looked at me and said, "I want my cock sucked, and then to fuck your sweet cunt." He just pushed me, and I followed him inside. I was shocked, and I said, "I'm a married woman. You can't say things like that to me." "Get me a beer and shut up. I'm here to do you a favor," he said. I did as he asked and got his beer. Then he asked me, "How long has it been since you had a real man fuck you?" "That's none of your business," I said. He grabbed me and pulled me onto his lap. "I've seen your husband's cock when he was pissing one day, and it's tiny. No good to a sexy woman like you." And he was pulling my tits out and pinching my nipples. That always gets my cunt wet. So he said, "Tell me, how long since you've had a good fucking?" I replied, "Not since I've been married." His hand was on my thigh, stroking it and moving towards my panties. Then he was rubbing my cunt through my panties, and I could feel my cunt getting wet. "You better stop this and go," I said, and Barry just laughed. "Tell the wimp. He won't do anything." Then Barry pushed me off his lap onto the floor. "Time for you to suck my cock, to get my meat hard for your sweet cunt." "I won't suck your cock. I don't even do that for my husband." He grabbed my hair and pulled my face to his crotch. "If you want your husband to have a job, you'll suck my prick all right." What could I do? We needed my husband's job. So I undid his pants and wow, a fucking big, I mean a really fucking big cock came out. I struggled to fit it in my mouth. Barry's cock was heavily veined, and he fucked my mouth hard and made me gag. I was starting to relax a little bit when he pulled out and shot his spunk all over my pretty face. "You suck cock good," Barry said. "Now wipe it onto your cock-sucking mouth and swallow." I was afraid not to do as he instructed. His cum was hot and sticky, but didn't taste too bad. In fact, I kind of liked it. Maybe I should suck cock more often in the future. Barry just laughed and as I swallowed his cum and said, "I knew you were a fucking slut. I'm going to enjoy fucking your greedy cunt." "No, don't," I pleaded. "I did what you wanted. I sucked your cock. Now you should go." Barry stood up and stripped off everything. Fuck, he was big. His cock was still half hard. "Come on, bitch," he said. "Join me. Get your stuff off. I like my sluts naked when I plow their fucking snatch." I didn't have any choice, but I asked Barry to turn off the light. I didn't want him to see how horny I was and how wet my fuckhole was. He said, "The light stays on. I want to see who I'm fucking, and I like to see the slut's face when she gets filled with my big prick." So I stripped naked, and he told me we were going into my bedroom. He wanted to fuck me on my marriage bed. I didn't want to get fucked there, but again, I was helpless. I was at his mercy. Lay on the bed, bitch, he told me, and spread your fucking legs. I did as I was told. He looked at my wet and aroused cunt and smiled. You really need my fucking big cock. I can smell how much your cunt needs fucking. He got between my spread thighs and rubbed the head of his cock up and down my cunt lips. And then he told me to grab hold of his prick and rub my clit with it. His prick was wet with pre-cum and the juice from my twat on his cock rubbing on my clit had me coming. Oh, fuck, Barry, I said. I'm fucking coming. My cunt is coming. As I was coming, I looked up at him and he smiled and said, tell me, you need my cock fucking your hungry cunt. It was true. He might have forced me before, but now I wanted to get fucked, and so I told him, Barry, please fuck me. My cunt needs your cock. He said to me, you have my cock in your hand. Put it where you want it. So I spread my cunt lips with one hand and guided his prick into my fuck hole with the other holding him. Fuck, he was massive. I thought he'd split me open. But I was lucky. I was so aroused and wet that with a few hard thrusts, he was soon balls deep inside me. As he started driving his cock in and out of my cunt, I could feel his balls slapping against my ass. Fuck, your cunt is tight, Barry said. I guess that's because your husband is such a small dick. Well, compared to your massive prick, most cocks would seem small, I said. He liked it. It stroked his ego. He said, I like dirty talk. Say something filthy to me. I also like dirty talk, so I agreed. Barry, I love your big cock fucking my wet cunt. Please fuck me harder. Treat me like a fucking slut. Yeah, he said, that'll make me come. So I said, that's what I want. Come on, Barry. Fuck your slut's cunt hard. Fill me up with your spunk. Treat me like your personal cum dump. My cunt is now your cunt. It's yours to use. Do whatever you want. He called me a filthy cunt and fucking whore and told me he was going to get some of his friends to gangbang me one day. That did it. I came. I came so fucking hard and then I felt him coming, unloading in my cunt. That's it, Barry. Fill my cunt. Empty your balls into my sloppy snatch. My cunt was milking every drop of jizz from his balls. He stayed the night. And we did so many kinky, dirty things. But my husband was due home, so Barry left. But as he was going out the door, he gave me an envelope with my husband's name on it. And he told me to give it to him when he got home. When John got home, I gave him the envelope. And when he opened it, there was a dollar bill inside and a note from Barry. This is payment for me using your pillow. I put it under your wife's ass when I fucked her cunt in your bed. I also left a little something for you. Well, not a little something. It was a big something. I left a few loads of my cum in her greedy cunt. Now have a great day and I'll see you at work tomorrow. My husband looked at me and said, what's this all about? I confessed everything. I told him how I sucked Barry's cock and swallowed his cum. That made John mad because I won't even suck his cock. I told my husband how I talked dirty to Barry and how I begged him to fuck me, how I loved him filling my cunt with cum. I also told John if I hadn't fucked and sucked Barry, then there'd be no job for him. Did you enjoy fucking him? My husband asked. I decided it was total honesty time. Well, at first I didn't want to, I said, but in the end I fucking loved his big prick. Plowing my cunt. I love being a fucking slut. A cum dump for Barry. He even said he was going to get his friends to gang fuck my greedy cunt. And I loved it. My husband said, why? Why did you fuck him? Isn't my cock good enough for you? John, you're a nice guy. But I need more than your pee-pee. A pee-pee, he said. We're adults. Can't we at least talk like adults? Call it what it is, a cock. Oh, John, I got fucked many times by a cock. Believe me, and yours is a pee-pee. For some reason, things went downhill from there. I don't understand it. The divorce will be finalized soon. John has moved away, and I've taken his job, and I now work for Barry. I'm happy. Barry's happy. His gang bang friends are happy, and my cunt is ecstatic.